period one, steelhead school, here we are. Fundamental building blocks of becoming a better steelheader, in my opinion, are learning to read water. You can't catch them if you don't know where they live.
Well, that's exactly right, Nelly. But the thing I want to start before you go is like every Saturday when first thing you do when you come into the studio is you look at water levels.
Yeah, I do.
You know, and before you go, even head to, especially a year like the year where we've had a lot of rain, then we've had no rain, then we've had a lot of, you know, we've had a fair amount of rain. You got to look at those water levels, make sure it's even time to go, because I'll tell you guys a little my steelhead experience.
This is part of steelhead school, right?
Yeah,
here.
This is what
listen
not to
carefully.
Do. This is what not to do right here. back the year we went to the Super Bowl, I took my drift boat and we're gonna go to the Snoqualmie River. It was myself, Bobby Ingram, Joe Jervicious, and you know, during football season, you got Tuesday off.
That's
it was about
it.
This time of year, you got Tuesday off. You got to fish on Tuesday. So we get to the Snoqualmie. We knew it was a little blown. It was gonna be fast, but we said . You know, I remember standing on the side of the river. Joe says, "Man, we're not going to be able to fish this. It's moving too fast. It's too high. It's this and that. There's no clarity. You know, all the things that the reasons you wouldn't go." And I said, "Yeah, but it's Tuesday, so we got to go." So off we go. And you know, when you do that float from all the way down to into Falls City in about a half hour.
Oh yeah,
you know that it's not. You know, the sticker bush is the whole deal.
So
but,
you went plumb down to Falls City.
Oh yeah, right there, oh yeah, right? And literally.
Which yeah,
they spent some time in the sticker hour. Bush. Though. What did Holmgren have to say when you came in? All scratched up.
Well, you know, he did. You know, we didn't tell him, but it was funny because we all took turns rowing the thing, and no one was successful. It was we were moving, but anyways,
rowing a drift boat is a
so when I
skill
yeah there, so yeah. when I log on to the Outdoor Line, I click on the tab under Nelly's blog, and it takes me to the river level page. What am I looking for? What you know? What types of conditions and things?
What you want to see is a river on the drop.
Amen.
Okay, and you can. Take a little bump in the flow, you know, right. If the river's been down for a while, really low, a little bump is okay. But if they're coming up straight up, you know, like a rocket, just stay home. But when those things turn the corner and start dropping, that's when you want to hit the river. Right when they come into shape is prime time. Those fish, A, you're getting fresh fish that just came into the system that are going to be snappy. And then the ones that were there before, that high water erases their hard drives. They forget about everything they saw before the high water. Okay, most of them anyway, and they're just going to be really snappy when that river's coming down into shape.
There's two kinds of rises. There's the change in the weather front, right, where we've had a low snow, and all of a sudden here comes a Pineapple Express, and that's the vertical one you talked about. Then the type of rise we experienced last week, which was more of just a change in the weather pattern from those frigid temperatures we had last week, and we did see that little bit of increase in flow with an increase in water temperature, and that's why we saw some runs turn on. We saw that Skagit stuff turn on, and there was a few fish caught in the Snohomish system as well, particularly in some of the smaller streams that I can't mention because I'll get my frigging tires slashed.
Okay, but
again, but that's right. I mean, before you can even talk about reading water, you need to know what the appropriate flows are. And on the Skycomish, I mean, vertically, we like to see a height of right around 5 to 7 feet vertical height, and that translates to a flow of around 7 or 8,000 CFS of flow. But every stream has its sweet spot, and that's the trick is to learn what that's at, and then by looking at the flow, you can pretty much infer clarity from that particular